Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Essentialism is a timely, essential read for anyone who feels overcommitted, overloaded, or overworked. Adam Grant, number one New York Times bestselling author of Think Again and Originals. Non-essentialists get excited by many things, leading them to react to everything in life. These individuals become distracted by their pursuit of anything and everything. However, they don't have the opportunity to explore all of these things. As a result, they end up exploring less often than essentialists do. Essentialists go all out for the things that light a fire within them. They don't focus on things that they care little about. So, essentialists have more time to explore the things they're in love with. To make time for exploration, you must use the private room you've created. Wikian points to geniuses like Newton, who quarantined inside his home for a year. During this time, he discovered the theory of gravity and became a famous mathematician. To make time for exploration, you must use the private room you've created. Wikidon points to geniuses like Newton, who quarantined inside his home for a year during the Great Plague. During this time, he formulated gravitational theory and became a famous mathematician. We may need time and space to make some of our most significant discoveries. Spending time in this space may be the only way that we can unleash our creative minds.
StoryShots is proud to bring you this free audiobook summary. Do you want to get access to more free audiobook summaries like this? Subscribe and click the bell button now to get notified each time we upload a new summary. You can also download our free app and enjoy thousands of other summaries of best-selling nonfiction books that are available in text, audio, and animated formats. StoryShots has been featured by Apple, Google, and The Guardian as one of the world's best reading and learning apps. Go to GetStoryShots.com and download the app today. Happy learning.
Life gets busy. Has essentialism been on your reading list? Learn the key insights now. We're scratching the surface here. If you don't already have this New York Times bestselling book by Greg McKeown, get the audiobook for free using the link in the description or the StoryShots app to learn the juicy details.
StoryShots Summary and Review of Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less, by Greg McKeown. Introduction.
Essentialism is a timely, essential read for anyone who feels overcommitted, overloaded, or overworked. Adam Grant, number one New York Times bestselling author of Think Again and Originals. Are you trying to block out the noise and live your life with the absolute necessities? If so, you aren't the only one. Essentialism has become the new minimalism, and more people are picking it up. With the rise of social media and the buildup of toxic productivity culture or hustle porn, we're looking for an escape. Luckily, Essentialism by Greg McKeown gives us that escape. Essentialism is a systematic, disciplined method for identifying our greatest areas of contribution and for making those activities nearly effortless. In his book, Essentialism, Greg McKeown crosses philosophical theory with education theory to discuss how practicing essentialism can transform our lives. Join us to learn more about the book and whether you agree or disagree with its key insights. Entrepreneurs succeed when they say yes to the right project, at the right time, in the right way. To accomplish this, they have to be good at saying no to all their other ideas. Essentialism offers concise and eloquent advice on how to determine what you care about most and how to apply your energies in ways that ultimately bring you the greatest rewards. Reid Hoffman, co-founder of LinkedIn.
About Greg McKeown.
Greg McKeown is a writer, public speaker, and leadership and business strategist born in London. He graduated with an MBA degree from Stanford University after completing his undergraduate studies in communications and journalism at Brigham Young University. Through his work with businesses around the world, McKeown focuses on essentialism. He helps companies eliminate extra noise by focusing only on what matters. Famous for his minimalistic strategy, McKeown's fame skyrocketed as a public figure when he started speaking on essentialist living and how it helped him professionally and personally. With his professional experience and knowledge, McKeown has earned several honors. Most notably, the World Economic Forum inducted him into the Forum of Young Global Leaders in 2012.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Story shot number one, design a place to escape.
First and foremost, you need a place to escape. Whatever place we choose will be our safe space. These days, finding a space that's your own is challenging. You'll have to design it purposefully to make it happen. As you're choosing your space, you should be picky. Your area needs to be good enough to help you focus while completing your daily tasks. Not just any space will do. To focus correctly, we require a space that will support us. If you can't concentrate in a busy room, don't pick a busy room. If you need color on the walls, make it happen. Having the right room for you will improve creativity while boosting productivity. With that in mind, it may take a while to build the space you want to use for your personal and professional projects. The space that you decide on could be your home, the local coffee shop, your office, or somewhere else. There are no rules for what it has to look like or what it needs to be. It's your job to design your private room how you want to. All you need to do is make sure you can think freely in the space. The room you choose should allow you to achieve your dreams without cluttering reality. Finding your getaway room may be the first step to achieving what you want in life. Start thinking about what kind of vibe would motivate you.
Story shot number two. Essentialists have more options than non-essentialists.
McKeown battles the widespread belief that essentialism leads to fewer options in life. He argues the opposite. Non-essentialists get excited by many things, leading them to react to everything in life. These individuals become distracted by their pursuit of anything and everything. However, they don't have the opportunity to explore all of these things. As a result, they end up exploring less often than essentialists do. Essentialists go all out for the things that light a fire within them. They don't focus on things that they care little about. So, essentialists have more time to explore the things they're in love with. To make time for exploration, you must use the private room you've created. McKeown points to geniuses like Newton, who quarantined inside his home for a year during the Great Plague. During this time, he formulated gravitational theory and became a famous mathematician. We may need time and space to make some of our most significant discoveries. Spending time in this space may be the only way that we can unleash our creative minds. As we venture deeper into essentialism, We need to spend time in our private rooms focusing on what we care about most. Why would we spend our Saturday learning about something we only care 10% about? Makedon challenges us to follow the 90% rule. We should only put our energy towards things we care for at least 90%. Only then can we become masters in what we want to know about.
Story shot number 3. If it isn't a clear yes, then it's a clear no.
Makedon picks apart our decision-making processes. Like the rest of us, he knows how indecisive we can be. Often, we fall somewhere between yes and no on decisions we need to make. We want to avoid saying yes, but we don't want to rule it out either for fear of missing out altogether. We should stop this back and forth. We should decide whether to say yes or no unequivocally. We can't keep deciding on things half-heartedly. We're either in or out. There's no in-between with essentialism. If you aren't saying yes, you're saying no. It's that simple. We should also reconstruct the way we approach our decisions. Others may tempt us to say yes to everything if we have to decide on one answer. Ask yourself these questions. What am I deeply passionate about? What taps into my talent? What meets a significant need in the world? Applying more rigid criteria to our decision-making process will make it more likely for us to pick higher-level choices. If we challenge how we think about a question, we're more likely to get a straight answer. If someone asks you to do something you're not interested in, your answer should be no. If someone asks you to do something that doesn't fit your talents, the answer should be no. Looking at things through a binary lens can help you decide faster. It also frees up time for things that matter to you.
Story shot number 4. Define your purpose in life.
Our life purpose seems to be the main plot for every self-help book out there. But that's because it's the most important thing you can do to help yourself discover who you are. Find your life purpose so you can work on that one thing. If you know that there's one thing for you to do, why would you work on anything but that one thing for the rest of your life? Many people find it helpful to create a mission statement for their lives. It may take a while to make, but this mission statement can help guide your decisions. For example, your mission statement may be to help people live their lives to the max. With this mission in mind, you can decide what is and isn't worth your time. If you're following this mission statement and someone wants you to help them start a soda company, you may find that this doesn't align with your goals, so you'd say no to the opportunity and keep moving until the right opportunity comes along. As you're practicing decision-making this way, you may find that you're saying no more often than yes. But that's the point. You want to minimize the number of things you're focusing on, so you can give more energy to a smaller list of things. Putting 10 items on your plate instead of 40 can make a big difference. You'll be able to give more of yourself to the things that matter. This is the end of part 1 and the free shot of this book. Get the full text and audiobook version on the Story Shots app. Which one of these key insights would you put into practice? Let us know by sending us a tweet, StoryShots. To dive into the details, order the full audiobook for free using the link in the description or the app. Did you like the lessons you learned here? Share to show you care or let us know by contacting our support at support@getstoryshots.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Did you like this audiobook summary? Click the like button now to support our channel. If you don't want to miss out on new free audiobook summaries, subscribe and click the bell button. You can also download our free app and enjoy thousands of other summaries of best-selling nonfiction books that are available in text, audio, and animated formats. StoryShots has been featured by Apple, Google, and The Guardian as one of the world's best reading and learning apps. Go to getstoryshots.com and download the app today.